Hey, it's your boy JC.
And Dr. Capel.
And welcome to the Dream 10X podcast. This is episode 78, and we're laughing because we're trying to figure out the tech of videoing and all that, and it's just such a mess. But this is episode 78, and in this episode we're talking about the book from Philip K. Dick called The Eye in the Sky.
What, or the book in the eye?
Why is that popping up? The camera does all kinds of weird stuff.
And it did that last time too, as long as it recorded.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know why. We got the display on the iPad. We got the display on the camera. They pop up all these different things. I don't know what's going on. The fireplace is more focused than we are. I can't figure out how to focus. It's ridiculous. But anyway, speaking of focus and alternate universes, the Philip K. Dick book. It's very interesting because, for many reasons, in the last episode, episode 77, we talked about synchronicity and how a synchronistic event kind of was occurring to me where I became aware, more aware of the concept or the idea that we might be living in a simulation. sounds insane. So I stumbled upon this information physicist called Dr. Vopson, and he posited that due to data he had been collecting relative to COVID-19, I have no idea what his research actually was, what that data actually is, what it means. I have no idea. I was just reading the article. COVID-19 somehow told him that we were possibly living in a simulation. I thought that was interesting. Wow. Probably crazy, but all right, moving on. But I also started reading a book at that same time during the week called How to Create a Mind by Ray Kurzweil. And in that book, the theme came out again that, you know, there was a scientist in there. His name is Bostrom.
Mm-hmm.
Not a scientist, sorry. He's a philosopher. Teaches at Oxford University. He wrote the book Superintelligence, this guy Bostrom. And he has a similar idea that, hey, we might be living in some kind of simulation. Mm-hmm. So here are the confluence of the same idea from two different sources, mm-hmm. in the same week coming into my brain, and makes me sit up and think, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's synchronicity.
Yeah.
And that's very odd. I still don't know what to make of that, if anything. Who knows if we're living in a simulation or not, or if it's some construct of our own mind. But this Philip K. Dick book is interesting, Eye in the Sky, because it's a story about this party of eight who goes in and looks at this, takes a tour of this the scientific area. It's called the Brevitron, and it's like this huge magnetic thing that's kind of like a super collider thing. I'm not really sure what it does, but they go up on this platform, they're looking at it from above, and the platform collapses, and they fall into this super collider physical thing. I don't know what it is. It's like some huge magnet.
Yeah.
And the story is about them, you know, getting... You know, they're covered with rubble, and they're knocked out, and they're injured. They're not dead, but they're super injured, and they're laying there, and they awake into this alternate universe, ostensibly because the radiation from this super magnet has done something to them to cause them to wake up into this alternate universe. And so here again is the idea that people can potentially live in some alternate universe that's not of their, not react, you know, some kind of simulation maybe, or somebody else's alternate universe.
So, okay, we didn't talk about this last time, but it seems like the collective conscious almost, because of that perspective of, you're in somebody else's head and somebody else's reality, and that, how else could you share that experience without being a part of the collective conscious?
Yes. That is an interesting, that's an interesting take on it. Uh-huh. So the story, they wake up in somebody else's consciousness, and it's the first reality that they're in is one of the people in their party who is ultra religious, ultra conservative. And so everything in the world is all centered around this big, powerful God whose name they can't utter, but they call him Tetragammatron. Everything that they want, everything that they need to do is prayer-based. So, you know, please God, please let my car start up in the morning, or please repair the brake problems that I have. And if they pray for certain things, then this God will answer their prayers and make it so. And it sounds very much like, you know, if you've grown up in any kind of evangelical households or been in any kind of religious households, it's very much like that. So I kind of felt like he was kind of like making fun of people who think like that to some extent. It was a horrible world for the most part because it was so... Everybody had this weird Bible that they all followed. And even though people weren't true believers, they still... like said the prayers and everything to get what they wanted from this all-powerful godlike being. And it was just a really horrible world to live in. So in order to get out of that, they figured out that, hey, we are actually living in one of the guys' brain or, you know, universe who was in our party. So maybe to get out of that, we can kill him and get back to reality. So they end up killing him and fighting angels and all this weird stuff to get out of that. And then they wake up in somebody else's brain, or somebody a world created by somebody else's brain in their party. And so they continue to struggle with how do they hack that world to try to get back to the reality. So the idea was that, you know, this concept that they could live in another world created by somebody else's mental models was very interesting.
Totally.
And so that was kind of what the whole book was about, and how they ultimately escaped all these weirdos' mental models and got back into reality. But who knows what reality is actually created by.
Maybe it wasn't actually reality at all.
Who knows, you know? So it made you think. So I have also read another Philip K. Dick book before this, which was called I Dream of Electric Sheep. What was it? Electric Sheep. Do you remember?
I Dream of Electric Sheep,
I think was the name of the book. And that was the book that the Blade Runner series, the movies were based on. Mm-hmm. So that was a really good book, really interesting. This book was not my favorite. But it did make me think a little bit, and especially relative to all the synchronistic things I've been thinking about with living in a simulation. What is reality? What is consciousness? It's really made me think about all that. The next book I'm going to read is probably another Philip K. Dick book, The Man in the High Castle.
And sweet!
We've watched that series on Amazon, and it's really, really interesting, so I'm hoping the book is just as good.
Yeah, I'm super excited to also hear how... aligned the book is with the show.
So that'll be the next one I read probably. So that's it. I just want to talk a little bit about this book, and it's probably not one of my favorite, but I'm looking forward to reading Man in High Castle next. And tonight is Super Bowl Sunday 2025, and I just wanted to hear who you thought might win the Super Bowl.
Let's see. How about the Purple Bird team?
Purple Bird team?
Or the Red Sox.
The Red Sox? Well, since the Houston Oilers and the Washington Redskins are no longer a team, I have no idea who's playing myself either. But
so that when I had first moved back here and I was watching the Super Bowl with Kira and Max, Kira and I were voting for the Purple Bird team, and that was the whole thing. And so it's forever known as...
Go Purple Bird team! And with that, we'll close out this episode, and we'll see you next book. Over and out.